Hello, 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 everybody. Hi, everybody. Hello, hello. How's everybody doing? Wow, it's Thursday. We're going through the week. It's just flying by. It's almost the weekend. We still have this horrible virus. We have, it looks like the riots might be cooling down. I think the riots have stopped. I think there's a lot of protesting going on. But it looks like there's some positive changes that are coming out of this. So maybe that's a good thing. Yeah. So I will say I'm seeing a lot of people say like, then just like that, the coronavirus is gone or whatever. It just vanished into thin air. I'm like, well, yeah, I guess it takes a little bit of police brutality to kind of, you know, distract people from something else that's close. But So I was going to have a friend of mine on the show calling in to me and Margaret, but he couldn't quite make it. His wife was feeling a little ill and had some potential symptoms that were in alignment with what you would normally see with the coronavirus. So he was pretty scared, and he had to do some, they had to go to the clinic and get some tests done. But thoughts and prayers, God bless, all that stuff. Hope he's, everything's going well. But so tonight it was just Margaret and I, and we had a little bit of a recap from what we finished off last week with Omar, or earlier this week with Omar. And we really zeroed in on the dating life now for somebody in Margaret's elder years. So this time we talk a little bit about, you know, what are the rules? What rules? What are your rules? Because that's one of the things that's funny is like, everybody, you know, when you meet or whatever, like, I don't kiss on the first date, or, I only order a salad on the first. I don't eat with my hands on the first five dates. And then I don't use dipping sauces, or everybody has all these kinds of rules. And I don't know if it's like superstition or if it's like anything legitimate. I think it's all superstitious, which also means bullshit, but there's some validity to it, I guess, if that's what people have. But I've heard all kinds of things. I'm like, and then it's like, however, you know, a girl will be like, I don't kiss on the first date ever. I'm like, unless it's like, Brad Pitt, then, not only are we kissing, we're going back to my place on the first date. So everybody's got rules, but that's all subjective, or it's contingent on how good looking the other person is. And I'm not going to lie. I could see that guy. No, guys don't have those rules. No. I'm thinking about that now. There's no guy that has that rule. If a guy tells, so for the three ladies that listen to this, if a guy tells you, I'm sorry, I don't kiss on the first date, he's lying. He's 100% lying. It means that he doesn't want to kiss you on the first date, because the guys don't have those kinds of rules. It's a generalization, but it's right. I'll stand by that 100%. In fact, I know it to be true. Anyways, all right, enough of me yapping. This is a shorter-ish podcast, but we talk a little bit about just again dating, the apps. I think she's gonna need some help. I'm gonna have to scour my contact list to find some single guys that are cool with old chicks, and then see if I can get them hooked up together. But anyways, it's a good show nonetheless. So sit back, kick your feet up, or keep your hands on the wheel, and if you're listening in your car, and enjoy. Thank you.
Everything.
It's all, yeah, you look good.
Thanks.
Let's see. Clear that and then clear that. So what did you think of the last podcast?
It was so cool.
Really?
I liked it.
You did? Mm-hmm. It was all right. Omar, I don't know what it is. Like, whenever I record him, he likes to He wants to sound like, I guess, magnanimous or something. Oh, are you doing it? Uh-huh. Are you doing it? Is it better if I do it this way? Okay. He wants to sound like magnanimous or something. So he's like, everything, he has to say it with purpose and meaning.
It was deep. Yeah. He was getting real deep.
But like, yeah, like, people don't listen to podcasts to get all deep and shit, but whatever.
No, it was good. It was good. You know, I was about to ask him, like, how many books is he going to write?
So
he needs his own podcast.
Oh shit. Yeah, he does. He does. That's a good point. He needs, man, he's so dope. He needs his own, like, his own platform.
Yes, we can help him with that.
I can definitely get people going on their podcasting. You know what's funny is, like, I've been growing so much shit. It started with, like, it was even more complicated. My microphones were more complicated, but, like, I've got, I guess, with the phone is making it harder. Not harder, but it's different. I guess that's just a different thing, but I don't know. Yeah. I record on my iPad, and I don't exactly have, like, high tech shit, but it seems to work. But I think other people, they just record, like, directly on their phone, which I think that can work. But not if you have, like, guests and shit. Like, you need to give, like, and the other thing I was thinking, like, if we do, like, multiple call-ins, one thing that's challenging is, like, if I'm trying to mix your audio and Omar's audio, I can't, because it's all coming through one phone. I wonder if next time I'll borrow Amy's phone, and then I'll record, like, I'll have two phone calls. I'll call you on one, and I'll call Omar or whoever else on the other, and this way I can have two different audio signals. Maybe that'll work. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that'll work. Wouldn't hurt to try.
It wouldn't. It would not hurt to try. So how was your date? Did you have a date?
So, like, no. So, like, whenever, like, Omar's on Amy's phone and he's getting too deep, we'll just hang up.
Oh, it breaks. Yeah, we got cut off. We got cut off. Fucking, fucking Verizon.
Bad reception.
Oh, dude. So when I moved to Houston, I, like, for work, they told me I had to get Sprint. And that's it. So I got a Sprint. Mm-hmm. And I never had Sprint since, like, I was in college. And apparently Sprint means, like only works outside in, like, Native American language, I think. It sucked so bad. So bad in the office. I mean, inside the house. I used to have to go outside and make phone
everywhere
calls.
Everywhere it sucked.
Yeah, it did. I remember one time I went to the barbershop, like, an actual barbershop. And they were cutting my hair, and I was bitching about it. I'm like, seriously, like, if my phone rings, I have to go outside and point to, like, the sky for it to work.
That's funny. You know what? I just switched carriers.
To what?
AT&T.
Oh, that's who I have to use. Yeah. Yeah. Do you have a stand for your phone?
Do what?
You have a stand for your phone?
Yeah, I do.
It looks awesome. It looks great. So just so I don't fuck up this recording, I've already started recording. I'm like, we can, like, start from wherever, but, like, I've already got it going. I don't want to fuck it up. Also, like, all right,
you're good at editing anyways.
Yeah, did you notice that?
Can you leave Omar out of it? Just kidding.
So are you drinking
out love of, you Omar
are you drinking out of a red Solo cup?
Mind your business. See, this is why I don't like this FaceTime shit.
I fucking knew it. I fucking knew it. I got to pay it. See, that's why I even said on the podcast, like, I suspect fucking she's not paying attention, rolling her fucking eyes, God knows what, making fun of me, doing other shit. Oh my God, this is so boring. Anyways, that's all right. That's all right. As long as you recycle, I don't care.
Yeah, I do. That's what I do with, like, a lot of my stuff. You know, I even buy plasticware.
But your straw, you're using a straw. Did you see the picture of the turtle with the straw stuck up its nose? Apparently it was, like, blowing lines of Coke. It was blowing some fucking rails.
Hey, somebody found my turtle? Where?
it was doing some rails off of some iguana. Oh, shit. Anyways, No. All right. So what did you do today? You went to the pool. Oh, by the way, so we were supposed to have Jalapeno, my friend Jalapeno, or Faust Pollock the Third on, but his wife is not feeling too well, so he had to take her to the clinic. And we'll find out how she's doing. It's kind of scary. You know, it's funny. Everybody's like, well, with all these protests, it's like the virus is over. I'm like, all right, go lick doorknobs and let me know how that works out.
And toilet seats.
Yeah.
Hey, does he live there in Houston?
No, he lives over there in San Antonio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I haven't met him.
You know, I'm surprised you haven't either, but he didn't really hang out a whole lot with he did in the very beginning, maybe before. Mm-hmm. Had you come out with us before? He and I were roommates in college, and oh man. We used to go deep sea fishing. We did all kinds of trouble.
Is that like code for something else?
No, deep sea fishing. Oh. Oh man, I remember one time we used to go. So in San Antonio, back in the day, they had this theory, like bars would get like, there was like, they would go like through cycles where they would be like really, really, really good. Cause when they first opened, and then, they would get really ghetto really fast, and then they would become gay bars, and they would drive all the classy people back in, or they could bring all the girls back in. Cause it was a gay bar. And then once all the girls came back in, it'd become like a cool bar for everybody else to go to. And they just go through these cycles. But, I remember one time we were out at Broadway Bar. When I first moved to San Antonio in the early 2000s, that's what we used to do, is go to Broadway Bar. And we were there, and he hooked up with this girl, and he and I lived in the same apartment complex. Like, he lived just down from me. And he hooked up with this girl, and, we used to go out on Thursday nights. Like, this is back when you were young, you go out drinking on the weeknights, right? And so I remember he hooked up with somebody, and then we went to like the next day we all went to work, right? He went to work, I went to work, and I was texting him this is before texting too, because we didn't text back then, because like I don't think the phones had that capability. And I was like, hey, so what's going on, man? How's everything going? He's like, how's that girl you hooked up? He's like, oh, she's still at home. She's still in my house or the apartment. I'm like, wait, what? He's like, yeah, no, I had to get up for go to work, and she was still tired, so I left her there. I'm like, you hooked up with somebody from a bar, brought her home, and then you left her in your place while you went to work.
And left her alone.
Left her alone. Like, are you serious? That's what you really did? Yeah, I was like, that. All right, that's an option. That's something you can do. Yeah, man.
He ran out of fucks to give that night.
it was late at the, it was the end of the, it was like already 2:15 in the morning, you know, and they had already closed the bar, and he and I were
don't be making excuses for him.
No, because we were talking about like, we're like, hey, so where are we gonna get some food? Are we gonna go to Chacho's, or what are we gonna get some tacos? What are we gonna do? And he's like, he's looking over, he goes, I'm gonna get a slice. And he looks over at this girl's like sitting at this like table with a light, fluorescent lights back, all already on and everything, and he said, I'm gonna go give her a slice. I go, what? And like, sure enough, like that worked, and he hooked up, and like that was that. I was like, all right,
a slice of the jalapeno.
Let me take some notes here and jot this down. I'll shut the fuck up. Man, that's some crazy shit. So
speaking, that's crazy.
It is absolutely crazy. You know, I, with the exception of when I lived in Ohio, I don't think I ever. And I'm not trying to make this sound like I'm a goody two-shoes or anything. I don't think I ever had a one-night stand with any girl.
That's pretty good, Lenny.
I don't think I did. Yeah, I don't think I did. You know what? Even in Ohio, I don't think I did. I don't the idea of like hooking up with a girl and then like, or like meeting with a girl at a bar and then like bringing her home to my place and then like, you know, bumping uglies or whatever the kids say, and then like never seeing her again, like that. It seemed like a waste of time. Like, I don't know. I spent all that time talking to her. Like, you know, maybe I could have sex with her again. I don't know. Like, maybe it's easier the second time around, right? It doesn't take so much effort.
I mean, I wouldn't know because, you know,
yeah,
it's just something I don't do.
Right. Either. Right. 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 How was the pool? All right. So, okay. So, here's a question for you. What are your rules when you start dating somebody? Do you have like set rules like, oh, I don't kiss on the first date, and no, we don't, what is your typical like MO?
Definitely no kissing on the first date.
At all? Like not even on the cheek? Like, look at that face.
Okay, that scowl. So
depends on what he looks like.
Yes, depending on the attraction, depending on the chemistry, you know what I mean? The cheek is fine.
Yeah.
But you don't want to give somebody false hope. You know, like, oh man, she kissed me on the cheek, she kissed me on the lip, she's going to call me tomorrow.
That's pretty cool. You know? That's pretty cool. So, real quick, you know what's funny? A little sidebar. I wonder if people like, so I grew up, you know, my mom's Italian and a Mexican, see the shirt. I don't know that like these cultures are going to keep kissing on the cheeks like they used to after this COVID stuff. I don't know.
No, I don't think so either. I ran into one of my friends. Oh, okay. Real quick. So today is Christiana's 1 year anniversary in the Air Force.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So wait, where is she right now? Is she in San Antonio right now?
She's in New Mexico.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. So I was on my way to the post office. I was actually at the post office. I'm sorry. And I was mailing her a package for her 1 year anniversary.
Aww.
And, and you know, it was just a bunch of goodies, some cash, some gift cards, whatnot.
Yeah.
And I ran into her best friend's mom. And I mean, we've partied with each other. We go out with each other. So we know each other pretty well. And in a way, she kind of influenced Christiana to go join the Air Force as okay. well, because she retired from the Air Force after 22 years serving.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, yeah. So she's still young, and then she has that retirement.
So when we saw each other, you know, we just stood still. We were like, we couldn't hug, you know, we couldn't hug and say hi and kiss on the cheek like we normally did. We're over here in masks, so we could hardly recognize each other at first, but I can tell it was her little figure and whatnot. And I'm like, Vanessa. And she turns around and I'm like, you know, just waving. Hi. Like kindergartners.
You could bow. Hi.
Yeah. So it was just awkward. You know, you can't really give somebody a hug the way you normally would. You can't give them a kiss on the cheek. And
yeah, I don't know. Like, so let's fast forward 2 years from now. I mean, this thing will still be around, but you have to just assume everybody's gotten the vaccine. So what does that mean? Yeah. So like before you go in for the hug, you're like, did you get the vaccine? I did. Did you? Yeah. Did you? You good? No. All right, we won't do it.
Can I see your papers?
Yeah. Like I don't know if the hug and kissing is going to be a thing. I play a lot of golf, and you're typically, when you finish a round of golf, you know, you take your hat off and you shake everybody's hand. And like, I still have that tendency to want to do that, especially like if, you know, strangers you just met or people, you know, you still have that tendency, but you're like, I'll give you the elbow or something else. And so it's strange. I don't know what's going to, I really don't know what's going to happen, but anyways,
it is strange.
So you don't want to give the kiss for the false hope. That's kind of cool. So basically what you're saying is that rule is subjective to how good he looks or what the chemistry is.
Yeah. You know, but even then, I'm not going to lie, I will not give them a kiss at all. It's just, you know, a hug.
So how do you say goodbye? Just a hug?
Yeah.
A hug and it squeezes your butt?
Yeah. I'm like, can you put your hands a little lower, please? Let's test out your grip.
So let's see how this is going to work. So no kissing on the first. So what about like, all right. So when you're dating, when do you like, okay, so first date, it's very prim and proper. You remember to like cross your legs. Everything's nice. You know, say please and thank you. Yeah. Oh, whatever. Your face. So yeah. So you're on your best behavior, I should say.
Yes. You're on your best behavior, of course. Right. But I think for myself, some things kind of slip, you know, I kind of throw that West Side out there. Yeah. Burp and
this is some good salsa.
Shit and fuck. And, you know, they're like, ooh.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, goodness. Check, please.
Oh, apparently I'm dating a sailor.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah. So you're on your best behavior for like at least the first two dates?
Yeah, I guess the first two dates, you know.
When do you let it hang out, depending on how the guy is?
Yeah, like how easygoing he is. And, you know, like I told you before, humor is like really huge with me. Yeah. I was seeing somebody who was older than me, maybe 10, 11 years older than myself.
So he's in his 50s? And,
stupid, no. What? I'm not that old.
Why are you flipping me off? So go on. So he was
he was older.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was
born in the Carter administration.
He was older. Yeah. And, you know, like his humor was not, we were not on the same level.
Yeah.
So it's like really hard to even talk to somebody like that and break jokes with them because they're not understanding the jokes because they're not in with, you know, what's going on when,
you know, I think the maturity thing is, I think that's what I notice is like, I'm very immature. Like my daughter's 5 and a half and we're about the same, like, except it's okay for me to say potty words, but like, otherwise it's about the same. We do this thing called the repeater, where we repeat each other. Yeah. And that's, you know, and we'll do it for like hours. And Amy laughs for like the first like 5 minutes. And then she's like, Jesus Christ.
You need to stop. Yeah.
You need to stop. We do the whole, I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. Mm-hmm. I'm not touching you. Don't touch me.
It's kind of like, you know, ooh, like so well, or your daughter would be like, don't do it, right? And then we're like,
"Don't do it." Yeah. Exactly. My poor wife is like, "Which one's the parent? Which one?"
Yeah. Like,
which one's the parent?
So I did that on a date once, and he was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, but like, also, don't you kind of want to be with somebody that's fun? Like,
exactly.
So some people, but see, the thing is, to some people, that's not fun, right? To some people, like, being serious and not laughing is fun. And it's good that you kind of weed that out, I guess.
Because I don't want to be in a boring relationship.
Nobody does. It's just,
I don't want to be in a mature relationship.
It's not that. It's just that what you find boring is probably very like lively for this dude, right? Like that's
right.
That's probably, yes, like when he's like, "This is the, oh my god, we're gonna get an appetizer." It's like the biggest thing, you know, like the biggest thing of his life, biggest break of his life. You know, he's had most fun he's had in weeks. He's getting like fried shrimp. Like Jesus Christ, you know.
Mm-hmm. You're sitting here, like, you want some lemon?
Yeah, you're sitting here day drinking at the pool all day. It's like, ooh, are we gonna have wine? Are we gonna have wine with dinner? Oh my god. Should we share dessert?
Oh, I like you. You break rules.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, I guess that's important, right? Like it's that's part of like when you meet, I guess that's what's really hard about doing stuff like on a dating app, right? Is because like you don't know those things. Like when you actually meet somebody in like a casual environment where you're not in a dating thing, you really kind of see how they are.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
you know, cool. Like I think my adult life, I've had to be serious. I've had to carry the weight of both mom and dad and be serious my whole life. So, you know, my whole motherhood, of course.
Yeah.
As, you know, as it should be. But, you know, like I want somebody to kind of have fun with and let's people watch and make fun of people.
How many of your girlfriends do you know are like along the same lines as you? And how many do you know that are like, no, like I'm like, I want like, you know, like a serious guy. Like what, like how, where do you think you lie in that, in the spectrum?
Eek. I have a lot of single friends. I do a lot of single female friends.
Yeah.
And some are looking and some are okay with, you know, just being by themselves.
Yeah.
But the ones that are looking, they're on those apps and, you know, they do want somebody who's going to be serious with them and have fun at the same time. But I'm kind of like, I wouldn't shoot for the apps on, you know, on your, I mean, although people have married their loved ones on fucking Tinder and shit. Yeah. And I'm like,
So I met Amy on Match. She hates the joke. They always ask, like, how did you meet? And I'm like, well, Craigslist. And she hates that joke. But, like, it's still funny.
Leonard.
Yeah, I know. Her mom's like, "What's Craigslist?" I'm like, "That's where you go to find hookers."
No, it's where you find bikes and shit. So, like, I would have been like, "Yeah, I came with a bike."
Yeah. I was trying to buy a bicycle, and she's like, "I'm free." No, I mean, and it goes along the same, like I said, I think it goes along the same lines about, like, if you're really, like, trying to find, like, your one and true soulmate kind of thing, I'm like, I really do think there's, like, many, many soulmates and many people. It's a lot of times, I guess it takes time. It takes time weeding through all that, you know, the courting stuff. I really do think it'd be hard for you guys. I really do think it's got to be really tough, especially, like I said, because I'm sure you show up to the date. Like, now that we know you used to be a hairdresser, that's why you look so good. And it's like, you're probably like, yeah, well, not that face, but like, I'm sure you are intimidating as shit. And it's like, you know, and then at the same time, if you like have a guy's sense of humor, they're gonna be like, oh, they probably think you are. They probably think you're tranny.
Tranny.
Yeah.
Yes.
They probably like you know what? She's got a penis. There's no way she's this cool and this good looking. There was this video on YouTube about the crazy hot curve, and it's like this guy on a whiteboard talking about, like, he drew this not a bell curve, but it was like an S curve, or maybe it was a bell curve. And he drew a curve, a line. And crazy hot
was it the crazy
yeah like the crazy what? And he's like, this is all your redheads, your hairdressers, like, he did say that joke, these are the ones that are, but you don't want to marry these because they're gonna have a lot of fun, but, like, you know, these are your crazy ones. And he's giving examples, like, specifically, these are your redheads, your hairdressers, you know, they're gonna slash your tires, but you're gonna have a lot of fun.
Yeah, I see that video, that's hilarious.
The crazy, like, hot, okay, matrix.
Well, I'm there, yeah. I'm also there.
And you mean to tell me she's like a 9, but like on a 2 on a chill level? Then that chick has a penis. Like, that's a dude. You're talking about a dude there. It just says, if we want you to capture it, you know. Yeah, that was a really funny line. Oh, I gotta send you my Hulu. I haven't sent you my Hulu credentials. Is it gonna work if I send you my login? Is it gonna fuck up my account?
I hope not. I hope it doesn't log you out. But if it does, oh well.
We haven't watched it in a while.
Just tell me when you need to watch it.
Yeah, you can unlock yours. Yeah, you do need to check out The Handmaid's Tale. I was watching the Jeffrey Epstein stuff on Netflix. I don't know. There's nothing very good. I'm trying to find good things to watch, and I haven't been really lucky. The Jeffrey Epstein thing is super depressing. Well, not depressing.
Really?
It's messed up, but it's also slow. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that guy. I think his, you know, his mugshot that's been up in the news and stuff just gives me the creeps, and I don't...
Yeah, it was mugshot. Well, he's dead, so you don't have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah. Still.
He's still creeping me out. From the dead, he's still creeping me out. Yeah, I haven't... they started one called Space Force. I started watching that with Steve Carell. And it's basically like Steve Carell's like this Navy... Or no, this Air Force 3-star general. And he gets upgraded to a 4-star general. And he's like, oh shit, I'm part of the Joint Chiefs now. And he's all excited. And then the Secretary of Defense is like, all right, well, we got our first Joint Chiefs meeting. And so, like, they go to the Joint Chiefs meeting, and the other Air Force 4-star general's there. And he's like, why is Dick here? I thought he's, retired or whatever. He's like, anyways, listen, so you guys are going to probably see a tweet about this later on. I might as well tell you, the president is starting a new branch of armed forces called the Space Force. And Steve Carell starts laughing. He's like, which Steve will be leading? He's like, what? And basically it's about some guy that gets promoted to 4-star general to be the head of the Space Force. And it's pretty funny.
Oh, that's cool. Because, I mean, they are starting the Space Force, aren't they?
I guess they are. The tax dollars well spent.
I've seen commercials about it, though.
Have they?
Yeah. And it's not this Netflix show. It's like the real deal.
I wonder what their boot camp is like. Like basic training. I wonder what that's like.
That'd be weird.
Right?
Like, what the fuck?
Because you're going to need a bunch of nerds, but then you're going to put them through like basic training. You're like, wait, you want me to do a push-up? Like, what is that for?
A push-up? I never got chosen on dodgeball. Yeah, what the fuck am I going to do?
You like a Pop-Tart? What are those? Hot Pocket? I can do a Hot Pocket. I saw the first episode. It was pretty good. Yeah, I don't know. I'm struggling to find anything good to watch now. It's weird with this. There hasn't been any movie releases, right? They're not gonna release movies. Not until people can start going into the. Well, like you said, they're going to the theaters now, but like.
Yeah, some have opened. I wouldn't go, but you'll find me at the bar.
Just stand 6 feet away from me, unless you're cute.
Unless you're the DJ.
Unless you're the DJ, then you can get closer. I still don't have any itch to go to restaurants. I'm not really crazy about doing that yet.
Okay.
I'm not, I have no burning desire to go to a movie.
Me neither.
We got new computer monitors at home, and that's like the most exciting part of my day. I got it delivered today. It's a 27 inch monitor, and I wish I would have gotten a bigger one. Typical guy. It's not big enough.
Is it touch screen?
No. My
return laptop. It. I'm just kidding.
Garbage. I don't think the touchscreen ones are very good. Anyways, all right, we're not going to talk about fucking touchscreen monitors. So back to your dating rules. So no kissing on the first date unless the chemistry is right. So now if anybody's listening to this and they take you on a date, they're going to be like, well, I guess if she didn't kiss me, the fucking chemistry's not right.
But that's not true because either way, I'm not going to kiss anybody on the first date. That's just weird.
I didn't kiss Amy until like I think the third or fourth date. And she thought something was wrong with me. I was like, I just, like, you know, it was all the same week.
Was
like,
she expecting you to kiss her, like, sooner?
I think she, oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh.
Also, like, Amy and I had a very quick, like, we went at it hot and heavy. I'm not going to lie. She, man, she trusted me. We went on our first date. I want to say it was on a, it might have been like a Monday or Tuesday. Or maybe it was on a weekend. No, it was a Friday. Yeah, we went on our first date on a Friday. And then that Saturday, she came to one of our music shows. And then Sunday, I introduced her to my friend Paul and his wife Amber. We went on a double date, went to the movies. And then she went on a business trip, I think. And I took her to a fancy restaurant. Like, we started dating really, like, from the first day I met her. I think we might have spent like 3 nights apart from like the first day that I met her.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So then how long did it take y'all to actually meet up, physically meet up?
Sushi. I just had to offer her sushi and she's like, yeah, I love you now. I think we IM'd or texted and emailed like for maybe a week. Maybe that.
Oh, wow.
I don't even think that long. And I was always like, oh, I have these stupid rules. I'm like, we're going to go, we'll do coffee first. This way, in case it's whack, I can just like bust out of there. And it's not like a long-term commitment. So, and I think she had the same rule too. And we both said like, I was like, we should meet up for coffee. And it was like a Friday, or whatever. I'm like, hey, you want to go get sushi? And she's like, yes. Yes, I do. I would love sushi. Let's do that. Like, how about we go get sushi and then go to a movie? And she's like, okay. And I'm like, all right. So we went and got sushi and I said some terrible things, but she's like, I still kind of like him. Like
I just,
he'll do. Like I said some pretty dumb shit. But guys do that. That's a typical thing. Like she reads too much into what I say anyways, even now, even after being married for almost 10 years. So, but yeah, we went on our first date and then we went to get sushi and we were supposed to go see, Avatar, the movie Avatar. That's how far.
Oh my
gosh. Yeah. A long movie with blue people. Right. And tails. Like that was
such a good movie.
It was a good movie. So I agree. So like that was our plan and we're eating sushi and everything else. And, like it was getting later and I forgot, like, I think the movie started like at 9 and it was like 8:15. I'm like, let's get dessert. Let's order some dessert. She's like, are you sure? Are you sure we have time? And I was thinking the movie started at 10 for some reason. I'm like, honey, we got plenty of time. Let's get some dessert. Let's get some ice cream. Let's whatever you want. Let's splurge. And so,
we got some
dessert at the sushi restaurant and then, which is terrible. Like there's no good, Japanese does not make good dessert. So we're eating and then I was like, I was looking to see what time the movie started. I was like, oh shit. The movie starts like in 20 minutes. She's like, yeah, I thought you knew that. It looks kind of strange. I was like, oh shit, we better get going. And so, we're leaving the restaurant, and totally don't do this. Do not do what Amy did. But we're leaving the restaurant, and we met there, right? Because, you know, public place, nice and safe. And I'm like, do you want to just run a ride with me to the movie theater? Like, and she's like, yeah, okay. And she got in the car. I'm like, wow, she's really making this abduction feel easy, really easy. She's making this kidnapping really easy for me. And so, so then we went to the movies, and we bought like the next one, which was an hour later, and we had some time to kill. We had some more coffee and another, like, you know, we walked around the movie theater. There was a coffee shop, got coffee. Then we went to the movies, and then the movie sucked because there was only like one seat right up front. It was just too much, so we went to a different movie. We walked out and went to a different movie, and we went to go see Hot Tub Time Machine. And then and then after that, I'm like, you want to get a drink? And she's like, sure. So it was like, what was supposed to be like, her rule was only, we both had the rule, coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee. Ended up being like an 8-hour date.
So she was so interested in you, she did not want that moment to end that conversation, that interaction.
Right. And that is, like, that happens with everybody that meets me. They're like, I cannot get enough of this funny guy. I want to talk
more. See, that's why you and I jive, because the same shit happens to me.
I think Amy was like, I want to see what else this dumb shit says. Like, he's pretty, like, he's saying everything.
This is a train wreck. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, he just, whatever he thinks he says, no filter. Like, he goes from the head to the mouth, nothing, or like, he doesn't put any filter on it at all. Like, he thinks it says it. That's it. There's no delay, nothing. He just, whatever he wants, he just lets it fly. Motherfucker. I guess it worked out to my benefit. You know, I tricked her. I got her to marry me. You know, she can't go anywhere now.
It was that sushi.
It was the sushi.
That's what it was.
Dude, seriously, that's what it was. Like, in all honesty, like, I think the key to making any woman happy is like letting her eat. Like,
yeah.
Like get, well, I mean, because, like, you know, a lot of times girls will go on a date and like, I just have salad. I'm like, you don't need to eat just a salad. Like, it's okay if that's what you like, but like,
yeah,
don't torture yourself. Like, eat what you want. Like, who gives a shit? Like, it's one meal. Like, you know, if it's every meal, then that, yeah, okay, fine. But if it's one, you're going out on a date, eat whatever the fuck you want. Like, it's okay, you know?
I wish I had that mentality, but it's hard. It's hard to just say like, yeah, I want some messy ass tacos, right? Because so 5 minutes later, I'm getting gas, and I'm like, fuck.
Shit. And he's like, you want to ride together? No, no, I don't.
No.
Unless you want to ride with the windows down.
I'm going to be like, I'll be like 5 minutes late.
So what do you do then?
Right? What do you do? No, you know what though? On the first date or the second date or third date, when you're still trying to act proper,
you're courting, yeah.
You know, I don't like to eat messy food. Although, like, if wings are on the menu, I'm like, oh God, what I would do to have those messy ass wings.
Really? So you just don't do it just because, aw. It'll mess up
just
lipstick.
Because it'll mess up the makeup, it'll mess up the lipstick.
can't do it. No, and he's too cute.
I'm getting like juices out of my fingernails. I'm like,
so what
when I'm by myself?
So all right, okay. So what if you're on a date with a guy and you know he's funny, he's got a good sense of humor, and he says, "You want to share some wings?" What do you do then? Then you're like, I'm going to make out with you after this dinner. Like, you are going to, oh, I'm going to kiss you. You're getting a big fat kiss.
You already know that.
Is that what goes down? Right. Yeah. Like, if you can let your guard down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, so want to come to my place?
Whoa. I was talking about kissing, Margaret. Jesus. But no, seriously, you're like,
hey, you had me at wings.
Yeah, you had me at wings with extra ranch. Like, you want extra ranch? Because I need two. And I think, and like, you're ordering the food, and he's like, I need two ranches, and she needs whatever she wants, but I need two just for myself. And then you're
can
like,
I get five wings, extra wet, and naked. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, wait, did I just describe myself?
So yeah, I again, so my theory is like, that's kind of like the, I don't know if it's a secret, but like, and again, you know, maybe a lot of women are like, oh, how dare you insinuate that I would eat with my hands, with my fingers, and putting my fingers in my mouth? That's disgusting, sir. How dare you? How dare you? And I'm like, well, it's good that we weeded this shit out, because I don't need that kind of negativity in my life. Like, nobody needs that. Like, you know, everybody likes wings. Don't tell me that you don't like wings. Everybody likes wings. And you know what?
Everybody loves wings.
And everybody likes to dunk them in ranch. Like, don't tell me that you don't. Like, that's.
I don't. What? Maybe that's why I'm single. I don't.
You don't? What do you eat your wings with?
I don't like nothing. Just like ketchup. With the sauce.
Just the sauce that's on them?
Yeah. Why do you ruin it with ranch or blue cheese?
Because it's yummy. It's good. That's why. Because it's good. I guess, all right, fine. I don't know. I like wings. I like, and you know what? I don't need a lot of sauce on my wings. In fact, I do.
You like the dry
wings? I like Hooters wings, and I like them.
Of course you do.
Oh, I like Hooters. Hauteurs. 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 It sounds like a French restaurant. I haven't been there in years. I have not, and it'll probably make me sick as shit if I eat there now, but like I used to love their wings. Oh, so good. We used to go to that one in the mall for
lunch. River Center.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, that was good stuff. Man, I missed that place. My mouth is watering.
Well, since I don't work there anymore, I can actually say that whenever we would venture off into River Center at the Hooters, we would always have like a beer or two during lunch. And
oh, who doesn't? I mean, I don't, but...
Right. I mean, yeah. It was just, you know.
I don't... So, you know what I think? I know there's a lot of... Well, I work with a lot of foreign nationals and people that are, like, from France and shit. And they you know, we'd go out to, like, a business dinner or whatever, or business lunch. Oh, business dinner, forget it. Everybody's getting shit-faced at a business dinner. But we'd go out to, like, a business lunch and, like, yeah, fucking order wine and shit. And I'm like... The thing is, it's like, I don't have a problem with that, but I just wouldn't go back to work afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it would be really hard to go back to work.
Yeah, and you just don't. Just go back home. Go home, you know. It's safer that way, you know. But, yeah, I don't know. The Americans make a big deal about the drinking, like the day drinking. When I used to go to Germany and shit for work, man, they would drink. You know what else? And people like think like, oh, the Germans, they know how to drink beer. Those motherfuckers would mix beer with Coca-Cola.
Ew.
Yeah. They would mix wheat beer. Not a Hefeweizen, but like a Musselweiss, like a full wheat beer, and mix that shit half and half with Coca-Cola. Or half and half with orange juice. Yeah, it was weird. Super weird, right?
That is weird. That's really weird.
But that's what the motherfuckers would do. Yeah, I know. Fucking gross. But that's what they would do. I don't know. I don't know. It's strange. It is strange. So what about... All right, so what happens if like you meet a guy and he doesn't want to take you out to dinner, but to lunch, like a lunch date? Is that a bad thing?
I've been having a lot of those.
Have you?
Recently. Yeah.
Why do you think they do that? Do they suggest it or do you?
They do. They do. I don't know why that is. I don't. Part of me is like, they probably have somebody to go home to and have dinner with.
Like,
right?
I'm thinking like, yeah, well, they don't want to go out at night because they got to go home to their wife. Like,
and their family or their significant family. Other, right? Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, okay, let's go have lunch.
And then what would they, I guess part of it. What else, why else would they want to go to a lunch date? Are these younger guys or older guys?
Probably because I'm not working and they want to feed me as soon as I wake up.
are these younger guys or older guys?
Older guys. Or maybe they go to bed early.
No. All right, you know, like I used to, like you said, like back in the day, you go out at fucking 11 o'clock at night and shit. Like, I'm not doing that anymore. But I'm not opposed to even having, like, you know what's funny? So, like, all right, so Mexicans, you know, usually in Mexico, we eat our big meal like at 3 or 4 in the afternoon. And at night, you didn't really eat much. But Italians eat late. Like, they eat dinner at 9 p.m. And Spanish, even fucking later. Like, the Spanish don't get, they don't eat, or like they're not ordering their main course till like 11 p.m. Like they eat late as shit and they party.
What?
Yeah. That's why they need siestas. Cause they fucking need a, like they'll go to work for the first couple hours in the day. Like, fuck, I need a nap. Yeah, they go out late as shit.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Nope. Mm-mm. Well, I mean, again, you know, and that's just the culture you're used to. It took a lot. That was one of the things that did it, because I was used to eating dinner, like come home from work, talk this and that, and I'd start cooking like around 7:30 or so, and we'd eat dinner like at 8 or 9, you know. And then mm-hmm. when Emma was a baby, that wasn't a problem because like she'd only sleep for an hour and a half every night, anyways. But then aww. Like we've been forcing to move the dinners earlier and earlier, and it's strange for me. It's real weird for me to eat dinner like at 7. That's strange.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird because I never did that before. We always used to eat dinner late. You know, that's just the way I grew up, you know?
Yeah. And then, you know what? Another thing that I do think about is that some people, or, you know, I'll say one of the guys that has always asked me out to lunch, is that he works out in the evening and maybe he doesn't want to, like, have to shower and then come out and then go back home. I'm thinking like, okay, maybe he just wants to work out and then go home and call it a day. You know,
maybe. Yeah.
I don't know why.
I don't want to shit in your cereal. I don't want to shit in your cereal, but like, I don't know. I don't know. I was excited to see Amy when we first started dating. I was all excited. Like, but that's what I wanted. Like I was tired. I was
butterflies.
Well, and not just that. I mean, like you get to a certain age and you're like, you're seeing the same friends and you may date one of your friends or you might have one, like, but there's not like a whole lot of variety in your life. And you're like, so you really do need a way to meet other people, and you can date friends of friends, but that only works for so often. Then you meet all of them. And then, you know, so like you kind of do need to rely on this technology, like these apps. And that, I think that's fine. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But like, you know, you kind of want like, I wanted to settle down. I wanted to find somebody that I wasn't just going to hook up with and date for like 2 or 3 weeks or a month. Because I never really had super long-term relationships either. I knew really quick. I knew really fucking fast. Like, and you know what's funny? Like you were talking, I was listening to the other day. You were talking about like a guy would say like, well, I'll let you know. I'll see if I'm available. Like when we've had like, because we're friends that I dated and it's like, all right, it's not working out. We'd like have a conversation like, hey, listen, I think you're great. You're a lot of fun, but I don't think it's going to work out. What do you think?
Yeah.
Or what are your thoughts? You know, and it's like just straight up honest. Not that it's like, well, I'll see if I'm available. Well, mm-hmm. What the fuck does that mean? Like,
yeah,
maybe I'll see if I'll stab you or not. Like what the fuck does that mean? So like, just, you know, be upfront about it and say like, hey, you know, what do you think? Did you feel it? Was it there for you? And then like,
I totally agree with that. Like I think like, I mean, we're adults.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hurt my feelings.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, dude, like seriously, you're not going to hurt my feelings. Like it's okay. Trust me. Yeah. Like if you need help, I'll make sure that you get psychological help so you're okay. But like, we're going to be fine. I'll be just fine. Just, you know, let's talk.
Be upfront with me. Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's that like, yeah, you did like it, whatever. But I definitely mm-hmm. was in the place where I was like, I want to settle down and I want to stop I've already met all my friends and everything else like that. And it's like, I needed somebody else. And once I found her, I was like, yeah, this works is great. And then I was like, well, yeah, why not? And like, I think the first week, We didn't spend the night together for the first week. But after that, like, we spent every night together, except if we were out of town, like business trips.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is crazy, right? And I definitely wouldn't suggest that for somebody that's like a teenager or somebody that's like in high school, or whatever, because you don't know what the fuck you
want. Oh, yeah.
But we were in our 30s. Like, we already fucking knew what we wanted. And it's like, yeah.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
So, like, the difference.
You're cool. I want that. Not you, exactly. Like you, but like I was like, yeah, that's what, yes, I want, yes. And yeah, this works. Let's keep doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not gonna play a game. I'm like, I'll call you back in 2 days.
See, like that's what we're dealing. That's what I am dealing with, and I know a lot of my friends are dealing with the same thing. Is, you know, guys are like just playing games, and it's so hard to weed them out because you're kind of like, well, mixed. Feet, like what, getting mixed signals and whatnot, and you know, I get to the point where I'm just like, eh, fuck it, bye.
Yeah,
I don't have time for that.
I don't blame you. I don't think I would either. It's just too exhausting, right?
Yeah, like, dude. I'm not even going to entertain that game.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, it's just it.
And it'd be one thing if you're like, if you're dating like a 20-year-old, then yeah, I would expect that. But like, if you're dating somebody in your age range, you know, like 40 to 50s, like I would think like, yeah, I would be like, I would think that like
on your time, or what is that? Oh, what's that sober app?
Our time.
Our time.
It's fucking borrowed time, more like it. I think when you're in that age range, it's like, well, like, if that's what you want. And then maybe there are some people that just don't want to settle down. They do want to just like, hey, no, look, I don't want a serious relationship, but I do want to hang out with you. Like, I want to go to dinner with you. I want to go. I want your company. And maybe I haven't told the world that I'm gay yet, and it would be cool to have a hairdresser as a friend. And like, maybe that's it. And all those things could be possible. But like, I don't know. I would just, you know, it'd be really easy for me to make the decision to say like, well, I'm not going to fuck around. Like, this is what I'm. But now the day dates, the things that come to mind are this. If they have kids, maybe they don't want to like give the kid false hope. And like, right, well, you're going to go with the babysitter and then daddy's going to want a date. So maybe they don't want to do that. Or if the kids are old enough and they don't need a babysitter and they know that daddy's going on a date, maybe that's the other thing. Like, they don't want to, I could see that as maybe a reason why the day dates. And that's probably, and again, I'm super optimistic. So I would probably put that above like, well, he's got a whole family that he's not telling you about, or that you know, it's like, well, I can't go out at night because I could go bang my wife at night.
Yeah. So, see, the thing I like about, Match versus, you know, these apps where people can easily swipe who they are attracted to, yeah, just by easy. Their picture and, yeah, you know, whatever they freaking decide to put on their profile, is that I think Match has like a questionnaire where they have to match you with somebody who they feel is going to fit your profile, yeah, right? Like how y'all are gonna jive, yeah, with each other.
There's like a little bit of an algorithm, like you say, like, well, I want somebody that's like this, this, and this, and then you describe yourself, and then the other person does the same thing, and then it's just a little bit of like an algorithm that like puts those together. But so like in your feed or whatever, you'll see, you can search everybody, but like you'll see like the ones that meet your criteria are those that meet your criteria and you meet theirs will be the first ones on the list. So like the first three would be like, oh, those are potential matches. Yeah, I mean, it does suck that like you're gonna run into guys that are trying to. Wait, are you sure you're not using Ashley Madison?
What's that?
Margaret, you gotta remember where you meet these guys. You're like, oh fuck, did I meet this guy on Sugar Daddies or Ashley Madison or Match? What the fuck did I meet him on? Because once you're already texting, that doesn't, like, you put in their contact information.
Oh no. So when I was on those dating apps, and we did exchange phone numbers.
Yeah.
By their name, I would put like a little B if I met like a bumblebee, if I met them on Bumble.
And then like in the notes page, you had to tell, like, you had to put a little bio of what you told him, what bullshit stories you told him. So like, oh, so I told this guy I was in the Navy and I'm 6'2", but I had a bad accident and they had to shorten my legs.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's terrible. So I haven't been on a dating app in a year and a half now.
Yeah. Do you think you'll get back on?
I don't think so.
It's too much work, right?
It's too much work. It's just too much work. And then I have a girlfriend who just joined those dating apps, and she's like, it's just so much.
Yeah,
it's just so much. People hit you up, and all they want is one thing, and I'm like, that's why I'm off. You know, that's why
that's why I'm back on. yeah, like I said, I guess that really sucks, because like, you know, it would be really good if it was like the Tinders are specifically for the hookups, and then like the matches, mm-hmm, are the ones that are very, like, the more serious. Maybe that's better. Was Tinder free or did you have to pay?
Tinder was free.
Oh, that's why.
When I was using it.
Yeah, that's why. That's basically a hookup. And Bumble is another one.
That one was free. Yeah.
And that's another like Tinder thing.
I want to create like an app that you can just like feed me. You know what I mean? Just like take me out to dinner or lunch or breakfast or something.
Oh, no, they have those. They have one that's like, it's just lunch. I don't know if that's still active, but there was one that's just, it's just lunch. But it's
really?
Like, yeah, but some of them are fucking expensive. Amy was telling me there was one that was like, they want like $1,000 up front. And they'll match you with somebody. Like, they'll go out and interview the guy, and like, they'll do like background checks and everything else.
And what?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
I saw a show the other night. It was called Flirty Dancing or Dancing and Flirting, something like that. So it's this celebrity. She is setting up a guy or a female, and they she sets them up with two partners each. So the guy has two girls and the female has two guys, and what they do is they are starting to practice and learn a dance for when they first meet each other. So when they meet each other, it's so awkward. I would feel really awkward, although I can dance, you know, like, yeah, pretty like
nobody's
good. Really,
yeah, nobody's business. I can get this shit down.
Like, they, the first time they meet, it's dancing. They perform this dance with each other, and they can't say anything to each other. They can't talk. Oh man, I wish I knew what show it was.
That'd be they super awkward.
It, I mean, seriously, but I kid you not. One of this one time that I caught it, the guy was so attracted to the girl. His jaw just dropped. And she was cute. She was pretty. And he was just like, he forgot the routine.
Oh, yeah. I could totally do that, too. Yeah. Like, seriously. Why? I would not even fuck around with someone like that. That sounds like a terrible way to do something like that and meet somebody. I would fuck it all up. And then, like, what if you spent all that time practicing and dancing and then she fucks it up? And you're like, you fucked it up. I did all this work and you fucked it up. You stepped on my feet.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
That didn't work.
That's a lot of pressure. See, that's the thing. I think, all right, so here's the thing. If we're coming up with like a really good like dating app or a really good scenario like that, we need to find something where like all the pressure goes away. That's where the appeal to that it's just lunch thing is. Excuse me. That's the thing with the appeal to the it's just lunch thing is like it takes away all the pressure about like, you know, all going on this fancy date or, you know, like, you know, I don't know if he's anything. You need something where it's like, I don't know, like hot dog eating contest or something. That's gross. It's a little innuendo. But I don't know, something where
I'm cool with that. winner. Yeah.
It needs something where it's like you know. Like we said, the example is like you want, if you meet somebody and says, hey, let's share some messy ass wings, you're like, oh, motherfucker, like, I love you now. Like, now it's like, you know, Andy's laughing at your jokes, right? Like,
yeah.
That's like, yeah, in 2 seconds, you're like, well, you're the one. And then all these other like preconceived rules go out the window.
Right. Like, that's totally my goal, is just be free, be who you want to be, eat what you want to eat, first, second date, fart if you want to fart. Yeah. I mean, hey, it's me. It's all me.
It's like, listen, I don't wear a bra on Saturday and Sundays. I just walk around in a t-shirt and, you know, boxer shorts and no bra. I'm like, oh, shit's getting real. It's real, real.
Real, real. Real, real, real fast.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know. We talked about this a lot of times, but I guess I don't blame you with the complexities of the dating app. And then again, also, like, yeah, your girlfriend's right. They get bombarded with a bunch of dudes. Like, that's got to be super hard. And then you're like, what if, like, of the 100 guys that, you know, wink or whatever that you ignore, there's like 2 or 3 that are awesome, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I stay off because I don't know if I would be able to keep up with all those messages in my inbox.
Yeah, with your catfish photo from 8 years ago.
Yeah. Although I do have the time nowadays.
So, all right. So I would say, like, I think if you did it again, you can't do anything with the free app. The free apps have got to be just for hookups. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Nobody's using a free app that's going to, like, I learned that one the hard way. Like I said, the free apps are not for finding a true match. I heard the eHarmony ones are good too, but they're very, the questionnaires are very personal. Excuse me. Shit. I got to stop yawning. All right. Well, if that's not a sign. All right. Well, listen, we can wrap it up. We didn't get a good guest on tonight, but that's okay. I like this better talking to you, cause we get to like uninterrupted with, deep thoughts. but we need to figure out a way. When do you think you're going to start going out and dating again?
I don't know, because I don't have any options. I mean,
like there's really, like, I scoured the earth. Like, there's nothing left. All right. So listen, like 10 years ago, I was trying to help one of Amy's friends was going through some stuff and she wanted to meet somebody. And I was going through my contact list to find like, who's the first single guy I know. This is 10 years ago. And it wasn't until I got to the fucking R's.
Like,
Yeah, I'm like, oh fuck. Like, I don't know anybody that was single. Like, so I know a lot of single girls. I don't know a lot of single dudes. I really don't.
See, and that's something that I've thought of, is just kind of throwing it out there. Like, having my friends set me up, having people who really know me set me up with people, you know, set me up with a date or wings. Okay.
Yeah, wings. Some dude that likes wings.
Loves wings.
You know what? That's a good idea. I'm going to start asking. I'll put some Facebook posts on there to see if we know anybody that's single in San Antonio that likes wings.
Preferably Northwest.
So she doesn't have to drive too far.
No. Not because of that. It's because I know of a good wing spot in the area. I'm just kidding.
Oh shit. All right. Okay, well, let's wrap this up. This is good. I don't know. It's gonna be I wonder if I would want to, it's funny, because now that I have all this insight and everything else, I still don't think I'd want to be in the dating scene. I think that sounds exhausting.
You're not the first person to tell me that. They're like, I do not envy you.
Yeah.
At all.
Mm-mm. You need to find a guy that's in the same role, in the same position. Yeah, I wonder. I wonder. It doesn't feel like doing the dating app. Like you said, those guys are in the lunch date things. I wonder if that is the reason why you're meeting guys that have kids. Because I know one of the other guys we'll have on the show. I've had him on a couple times before, but one of the other guys, he mentioned the same thing. It's like it's real hard. Like he had two girls. And he started dating, and like that's super hard, because like once you tell the kids, like, okay, daddy met a friend, and then it's like, okay, daddy can't see that friend anymore, you know, because she stole daddy's car or whatever, like, you know, like that. It's really hard. I could definitely see that. And then also,
I tell Sowell, I'm just going out with friends.
Oh really?
Yeah.
You don't
that
think
way
he, knows?
He won't. Huh?
You don't think he knows?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think he's just like, okay, mom's going to have a good time with some friends, you know, and she's going to go have dinner with her girls. And he always thinks it's girlfriends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm just going to go have some dinner with my girlfriends. Okay. Okay, mom, be careful.
Yeah. I guess that's another thing too, right? Like,
Because another time, like, I don't want him asking questions, you know, because I don't want to sound like, well, yeah, mama's dating. Oh, got to go on another date. Oh, there's a new guy. Yeah. Let me take
And that's also probably one of the reasons why you don't want to have, like, you don't even want to have your male suitors meeting your kid until it's like, for sure. No, I know. We'll get my other friend Tony on, and he can talk about that from a guy's perspective, because he went through the exact same thing. He got exhausted with all dating apps. I mean, and he, you know, he had his two kids, and he had, you know, but he had partial custody, so he didn't have the kids every weekend. Mm-hmm. And so that was different. And then it'd be another good person to talk to. Like I said, it seems like it'd be, there's the risk and there's all that. But then again, also kids are fucking smart, man. They know, they adapt. They are super fucking smart. They know all this shit. They pick up on every little nuance. They know when you're not happy. Emma told Amy once a couple days ago, "Mommy, you're not allowed to get disappointed anymore. You're not allowed to be disappointed anymore." Because like, yeah, I know, right? Like,
oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, one time we were in the grocery store. This was before COVID. We were walking in the, I was taking Emma to the grocery store with me, and she was kind of pushing the cart like into stuff, and I told her to stop, and then I got really mad at her once when she was doing it, and I guess I just said it too firm, and then she kind of tucked her head down, and she goes, "Daddy, you hurt my heart." Right? It's like a knife, like, and like fast... Fast forward 3 minutes, and she was. We went to like the bins with all like the candies and the bulk things, and she was walking around with a bag of Milk Duds, eating them. And like, I like going to the grocery store with Daddy. I can guilt him into getting me whatever I want. So bad. I cannot say no to her. I can't say no to Amy. I can't say no to women. I'm terrible at that. Well, it's not terrible. I give in too fast. But yeah, she said, "Daddy, you hurt my heart." Like, oh. I'll buy you a car, whatever you want.
Yeah, so here, crash into whatever you want to crash into. It's okay.
So sorry. Anyways. Anyways. All right.
Okay,
well, very
buddy.
Cool. Yeah, this is good. It was very enlightening. Sorry. Sorry we didn't have a guest tonight, but that's okay. I'm telling you, I enjoy this better, and I swear to Christ, I like looking at your face. I like making sure. Yeah.
Whatever.
yeah. So that's cool. Anyways, all right. This is good. We'll chat. We'll do another one Monday.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Love
you.
Yep.
Bye. Love you.
Bye.